Hello and good day. Welcome to Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm here with Tyler Roberts from the University of Arizona. What's your program?
Right now, I'm finishing up my undergraduate fifth year in chemistry, biochemistry, and molecular and cellular biology. My primary major is chemistry, and it's just one degree, but then I added the two additional majors because I started with chemistry. Then when I started to think about, okay, what are the things I'd like to do with chemistry, plastic became a huge topic in my mind, and remediation and environmental concerns. And so I added the biochemistry and the molecular and cellular biology because there's some really cool techniques and tools that have been developed in the last 10, 20 years to basically use molecular and cellular techniques like bacteria remediation. So it's a bacteria that can eat plastic, bacteria that can make new plastics that are then biodegradable. My particular project is working on biosurfactants. These are the surfactants produced by microorganisms. A surfactant is a molecule that has both a part that likes water and a part that doesn't like water. So it can basically emulsify and solvate oils into water. So surfactants are in basically every soap or detergent, and they are used extremely widely. The problem with conventional surfactants, though, is two things. One, the synthesis of conventional surfactants produces greenhouse gases because they're produced from petroleum sources or oleo, which are renewable, but still the synthesis is not that clean. And then the second problem is surfactants themselves are toxic. So when they eventually get into the water bodies, they can cause toxicity to freshwater and marine environments. So basically, there's a bacteria, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, that produces a biosurfactant, and our goal is to mimic that synthetically.
What are you going to do next?
I just accepted an offer from the U of A Graduate College to do master's.
Okay.
And so I'm going to continue work in my same lab. I'm going to go ahead and continue the work into a master's thesis. The ultimate goal of hopefully earning a PhD. I think at the end of the day, I'm a chemist, but science now is so interdisciplinary. So it's hard to draw those lines.
Why are you pursuing this type of work?
I'm a person of first principles. So I get down to like the most basic thing. And the most basic thing for me is protecting the simple, protecting wild things, and being in the present moment. And I think all of those things are kind of captured in nature and outdoors. To protect those things is to develop technologies and research that future generations can experience. Being in nature, those things are so beautiful and so precious. And if we don't have people looking out for those things and guarding them, future generations won't be able to touch those aspects of what I think is so inherently human. I hope my work can in some way add a small contribution to the protection of those things wild, those things natural. That's where I'm coming from.
And that's a very eloquent and sweet way of describing your passion and reason to be an environmental protector. Now for the KXCI's favorite moment.
Yes.
What do you listen to?
I'm a huge KXCI fan, and so I get introduced to so much new music here, but everything from jazz to rock, hip-hop, world music. One album that's really been kind of resonating with me in the last 6 months is In Rainbows by Radiohead. It's a really soulful, deep album. Yeah. And David Bowie, of course, is a classic.
Wow, Tyler, well, this is very exciting. I'm glad that you're, so you're graduating in May?
Yes,
wow,
I'll be graduating in May.
This will be really exciting for you. So congratulations on, or early congratulations on your undergraduate completion. And we're so happy that you will be completing your master's in the chemistry department. Only see good things for you, man. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Spring is a special time of year, a time for regrowth and renewal, a time to reconnect and enjoy the sweetness of the Sonoran Desert. It is also the perfect time to focus on the things that bring you joy, comfort, and connection to our local and global communities. KXCI's Spring Connections fundraising campaign will be on air April 2nd through the 13th. Our goal is to connect with 500 KXCI listeners who believe in what we do. You can start now with a gift to KXCI at kxci.org. And thanks.